from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. Good morning, J.J. I'm curious how you took in last night in the home run derby and how cool that was, that stage, that moment. I know you guys aren't surprised that Bobby Witt delivered in that moment.
No, not surprised at all, and it was awesome. I really haven't watched the home run derby in a few years. The year Salvi was in it, I watched then, but I haven't watched it in a few years, but watched with a lot of interest last night. And you know, to be very candid, not surprised at all that Bobby put on the show that he did. He was awesome. It was a lot of fun, and wish he had a little, you know, another 10 feet in him and would have tied that thing up. But
I know
it didn't quite work out.
Were you, just watching with family? Are you with other people with the organization? Because we talked about the image. Patrick Mahomes was standing in his living room, and I was like, I think that was all of Kansas City in that moment.
Yeah, no, I was in my living room watching with my son and my wife, and you know, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. I mean, Bobby's, he's just a special talent, and he's so competitive, and, you know, doing it in his hometown and in front of a lot of family and in front of a nation's audience was pretty cool. And again, he's going to rise to the moment, and he did there last night. So it was awesome.
JJ, Dusty Likens here. Damn glad to talk to you, and I want to thank you for Kansas City and all of us for signing Bobby Witt Jr. and keeping him here, because last night, now the world knows exactly who Bobby Witt Jr. is, because from a local aspect, we all have known who Bobby Witt Jr. is since he was here, and now he's going to stay here. And I'm interested to ask, when you say you watched that with your son, what's his reaction and what's his level of likability with Bobby Witt Jr. as Bobby Witt Jr. opens up the eyes of everybody across the United States last night?
Yeah, well, you know, just being here in Kansas City, we get a chance to watch him every night. So, you know, all of my kids, you know, admire Bobby. I mean, he's just such a fun player to watch play the game of baseball, and he does it the right way. But you know, again, like you said, he's on the national stage. And, you know, I think it's just the beginning of, you know, hopefully the Royals being on the national stage and getting some national games, because it's the more the world sees Bobby Witt Jr. play, the more they're going to realize how special he is. And he truly is one of the superstars in the game. So I think last night was probably just the first step.
And then you carry that over, JJ, into tonight, All-Star game, and multiple Royals, four Royals represented, a couple pitchers as well. I know some Royals fans were hoping that Seth Lugo would have gotten the opportunity maybe to start this thing, but I guess after that first inning, perhaps maybe we see Lugo. What could tonight be for these guys as well?
Well, for three of them, it's their first All-Star appearance. So I think that in itself is just a special moment for those three. And they were all very deserving. Obviously, Sal's been there. You know, this is his ninth. So this is kind of old hat to him. But you can see the smile on his face last night. And it's just as special today as it was the first time, or as special tonight as it was the first time. But for, you know, Seth, you know, obviously we were hoping that he would be the starter, but there was some stiff competition, and, you know, to get named the All-Star starter is really a special thing, but it's not going to take away from him coming in and throwing an inning, whether it's the second, third, fourth inning, whenever it is. But it'll be great for him. Cole Reagans, what a great story. I mean, first-round pick and gone through so much adversity, worked his way not only back to being on the field, but to the major leagues and now in the All-Star game. It's hard not to, you know, feel a little extra something for him and what it means to him. And then Bobby, it's going to be the first of many. Yeah, you know, so we'll get used to seeing him, you know, in this game for many, many years to come. But, you know, for the organization, it's awesome. I mean, I you know, when I think about the acquisition of those four players, every scouting department's represented, from the international department to the amateur scouting department to the professional scouting department. And I think that speaks volumes about the work we do across the board in acquiring players. And I think it's a neat, you know, diverse pool of players when you think about where they came from in this organization. So it'll be a great night and a great night for the city.
JJ, we move on from the All-Star game, which is going to be fun, and we look at what was done right before the All-Star break. You've added some depth to that bullpen. Can you let us know if you're done or not? I'm kind of interested. You know, I know you can't tell too many secrets, but you've added some depth to the bullpen. What's next for the second half? And maybe are you going to still kind of stay active on that trade deadline?
Well, first thing is, I mean, think Hunter Harvey represents our biggest ticket item, you know, getting somebody that can pitch in the back end of games. That was the number one priority. He's done it at a very high level. We're very comfortable with what we know about him as a person and as a competitor. I can tell you that today we're going to wrap up the last day of the draft, and tomorrow we're converting that room into our trade deadline war room. So we'll be active and working, and we'll see what comes about. I mean, it's we like our team. We think we can compete, but you're always looking for ways to maybe marginally improve the team somehow, some way. And maybe that opportunity comes, maybe it doesn't, but I know we'll be working hard at it.
We're talking to JJ Piccolo, Royals general manager, here on Cody and Gold. With that Hunter Harvey move in the trade, I think some fans looked at the compensation that was required to get Hunter Harvey. Is that more about where this market is at, based off of it being, it sounds like a seller's market, or is that what it's going to take when you're talking about having another year and a half or so of control for a player?
Well, that was probably it was very important to us that we tried to identify some relief pitchers that could pitch in the back end that had more than rental value, you know, who would be with us through 25 or 26. We had in our mind that we could use this comp pick as a way to engage in the market. There were several teams that had interest in the comp pick. It took us a while to get to, you know, what the value of that comp pick is, and it became pretty clear that, you know, getting somebody past 2025 would be very difficult. So there was just a couple names left when you look at a year and a half of control. Hunter was one of them. And then it was a matter of trying to settle on a second piece. And we expected to give up a second piece in that deal. Caden Wallace is a very good player. It always hurts when you trade good young players. We feel like the depth that we have on our major league team right now and the years of control that Michael Massey, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., the years of control that they have, Nick Lofton's another one. You know, we had some depth there that may affect the timeline for Caden Wallace to get to the big leagues, but it doesn't take away that it hurts. You know, it hurts to trade good players. So, you know, we'll see how it all works out in the end, but at least here in the moment, thinking about this season and the 25 season, it made sense to our staff, and we went ahead and made the move.
JJ, I'm interested because you talk about the draft and the process of moving forward with the franchise, and Jack Caglione, your guys' first pick this year, dual athlete, can pitch, can hit. Obviously, we've seen videos, and I'm extremely excited, but I do have an interesting question that I don't know the answer to that maybe you can help me with. If he is a pitcher in the major leagues, let's say you put him in the eighth inning after he's been playing all day, if you take him out of the eighth inning and put somebody else in the ninth, does he lose that roster spot in the lineup, or how does that work if he is going to pitch and hit?
Well, you're thinking along the same lines that I am.
All right.
It does create a little bit of an issue with the DH slot, and a pitcher would have to enter into the DH slot. So a lot of that still needs to be determined. You know, we drafted him primarily as a hitter, but we know that he throws up to 100 miles an hour. Jeez. As a left-handed pitcher. So he's clearly gifted both ways. Those types of decisions, I think, will evolve. You know, we'll work through it. We'll figure out, you know, how we can do this. The easiest way to do it is if he's a starting pitcher, but, you know, it's Ohtani and nobody else in the world.
So, right, yeah.
You know, the relief route is probably the most conservative and safest way to go, but strategically it does create some problems that we would just have to talk through with our staff. You know, if and when that becomes a possibility.
I was going to say, it seems like that'd be a good problem to have, JJ, if that's what you guys are trying to figure out for this kid whenever that day comes, hopefully that he makes it to the big leagues. Were you guys surprised he was there at six?
Yes and no. I mean, it's so difficult to predict the five picks ahead of us. We had a good idea if he got past a certain team that he was going to end up being our pick. You know, there was a lot of confusion and rumors about who the first pick's going to be, that certainly would have affected what happened down the road. But we did anticipate that he would be there for us, he and another player, and we had Jack ahead of the other player, and, you know, we were excited that he was there. I mean, it's big, monster, strong power that you don't see all that often. We've got a lot of guys in this draft room that have scouted for many, many years, and that was repeated over and over again. You don't see guys like this. They all have things to work on. There are things they all need to get better at. But when you just look at what he did, his body of work at the University of Florida as a hitter, it's hard to find too many comps to what he did and how he did it. I mean, just, you know, 500-foot home runs. You don't see that all that often. So we're excited, and, you know, he's got a chance to really impact the game of baseball, not just the Royals, but the game of baseball.
One thing that we've noticed, even with talking to some listeners in the last day or two about the pick, what's exciting as well, not only the power, but I think for a lot of fans that perhaps this isn't something that they have to wait 4 or 5 years to see come true, right? If it all goes well for somebody like this, I know you don't want to put an exact timeline on someone you just drafted, but would it be crazy to say that he could be helping this team as soon as next year?
Well, you got to get a read on how advanced he is, but certainly being selected where he was selected and then looking at some of the more recent draft selections that high in the draft, they can move quickly, you know, but you want to do it the right way. You know, there's a lot that's been said about young hitters coming to the major leagues and why they've struggled. Well, in our opinion, it's because we're bringing them to the big leagues too quickly. So you want them to get there as quick as they can, but you want them to be prepared to have success. And we'll know when the time's right. We'll watch him go out next year and play in the minor leagues. And, you know, if he's dominating the minor leagues like he did the SEC, then he's really close. You know, but, you know, there's some steps along the way that he needs to take so he's a complete hitter when he gets to Kansas City.
Speaking of steps along the way, a very, very productive and successful first half, JJ, with your ball club. What did you like and what do you want to see improve going into the second half for the real stretch of the season, competing with Minnesota and Cleveland and Detroit getting sneaky good at the kind of here lately? But what does the GM want to see kind of maybe improve, and what does he want to see keep going in the second half of the season?
Well, I think our success really, you know, starts with the consistency of our starting rotation. They've given us a chance to compete in every game that we've been in. Very few games have we had to go to the bullpen for 5 innings, 6 innings. And that's what good teams do. They have good starting pitching. We also need to continue to produce with runners in scoring position. When we evaluate, you know, why our offense is different than last year, so statistically across the board, we may be somewhat similar. But the big difference is we're putting the ball in play with runners in scoring position and taking advantage of our opportunities to score. You know, I think from a, you know, improvement standpoint, you know, I do think we can take better at bats, and I do think we can be more productive overall from an offense standpoint than our bullpen. And I think there are guys down in that bullpen that didn't start off all that well that are now finding their stride and pitching much better. And then you add Hunter Harvey in there. I think the bullpen is going to be a big key to our success in the second half.
JJ, before we let you go, you mentioned pitching and what you're getting out of the rotation. We know one of the players that are in the All-Star game tonight, Seth Lugo, of course, making his first appearance as an All-Star rep. Last year, 146 and a third innings. He's at 127 innings already here in the first half, and a great first half. How cognizant are you guys with the innings pitch for Seth Lugo, knowing that you guys are in the middle of a wild card race and there's gonna be, two or three more starts where he's going to be passing that inning threshold from last year already?
Yeah, we're very aware of it, and it's something that our medical staff, our pitching coaches, and Seth, you know, talk about on a regular basis. How do we get you through the year? Seth, he's a great communicator, so he knows his body really well. He said from the very beginning he's ready to pitch 200 innings this year, and you know, he's on pace to pitch more than 200 innings. But we'll keep an eye on it. You know, I don't see us, you know, skipping starts or doing anything like that. One thing that does come into play in the second half more so than it did in the first half, we have far more off days in the second half, and that's going to allow him to get an extra day. All the starters, they'll get an extra day this second half of the season far more often than they did in the first half. So I think they've kind of weathered the storm of throwing every fifth day for four consecutive starts. Now that extra day should really come in handy in the back half of the season. But, you know, we'll evaluate it after every start. You know, there may be times that, you know, you may see him get pulled at, you know, 85 to 90 pitches because the outing before he was at 110. You know, they're the things that our medical staff and our pitching coaches get paid to do, and they'll manage them well. But we're certainly not going to put any handcuffs on him and stop him short of reaching 200 innings just because of what he did last year.
Well, JJ, appreciate the time. I know this has been a busy week. The draft, as you said, is still going on. Third round of the draft, or third day of the draft going on today, and then back at it for the second half in a few days. So thanks so much for the time.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.